Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Taspi. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding takes first base on ball four. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Hamlin moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive towards the mound. Estrada catches it and throws to second to double up Hamlin. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Taspi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taspi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Breeding hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Chee-Tee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herzog strikes out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Tee strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0-for-1 in the game. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Estrada fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brandt is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog strikes out. One out. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0-for-2 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Andy Carey pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Carey now playing third base. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daly moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Daly moves to third. Hamlin moves to second. One out. Jack Fisher now pitching. Clint Courtney now catching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daly scores. Hamlin scores. Snyder moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, Athletics, 2. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herzog strikes out. 2 outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-3 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is hit by the pitch. Al Pilarczyk pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Breeding takes first base on ball 4. Pilarczyk moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Pilarczyk moves to third. Breeding moves to second. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brandt is walked intentionally. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pilarczyk scores. Breeding scores. Brandt moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Willie Tasby now playing left field. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Williams pinch hits for Bud Daly. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to third. Williams moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Lump scores. Williams moves to third. Hamlin moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Hamlin scores. Tuttle moves to third. It's 5-4, Athletics. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. Seaborn reaches third base with a triple. Tuttle scores. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Athletics. Gordon Jones now pitching. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0 for 4 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Marty Cotina now pitching. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tasbye hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Albie Pearson pinch hits for Gordon Jones. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.